Om Shri Sai Ram. Humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Swai Ma. With the infinite grace of our beloved Swami, as part of Onam celebrations on the third day, we are having speeches by four dignitaries from Kerala. First, Honorable Justice Shri P.N. Ravindran of Kerala High Court. Second, Advocate Govind Bharathan, Senior Advocate of Kerala High Court. Third, Shri Haridas Ji, a great authority on Narayaniyam. Fourth, a brief report by Dr. V. Anand Mohan, State in Charge of Sai Med, Kerala, on Sri Satisai Rehabilitation Program. These speeches will be followed by a devotional music program by Shri Vishnu Bhatt K. Shri Vishnu Bhatt is a Ganabhushanam degree holder who has got an excellent record of music career in the last 35 years. He has received the National Award for the Best Teacher for Music, UNESCO UNICEF Award, Yuva Pratibha Award, and hundreds of other awards. He has conducted several music yatras to spread the message of love and peace. He has associated the Bal Vikas and Sai Bhajan activities in 1980s. He got a rare chance of singing in front of our beloved Swami during a Vishu celebration here. Shri Vishnu Bhatt will be supported by Shri P. Unnikrishnan on Mridangam, Shri Anup P. Bhaskar on violin, Shri Rajivan on Morsing, and Shri Vishnu on vocal. Jai Sai Ram.
Shri Saira, Shri Guru Bhyo Namaha. Respected elders, blessed devotees of Bhagavan Shri Satya Sai Baba, my pranams to all of you. This is my maiden visit to this holy place. It's the first time ever that I have come to Puttaparthi and Prasanthi Nilayam. I feel humbled. I also feel fortunate to be present here. I come here with Bhagavan's permission only. Otherwise, I would not have been present here in flesh and blood, like one among you. I offer my pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagavan Sati Sai Baba. I am a newcomer here. I'll be taking cold to Newcastle if I am to say anything about Prasanthi Nilayam or the teachings of Sati Sai Baba. Bhagavan Sri Sati Sai Baba has certainly led a lot of satsangs here. Many an erudite speaker would have delivered lectures here on matters of great importance, both temporal and spiritual. I'm a lawyer by profession, currently a judge of the High Court. I know something about law and nothing much about rest of the matters. That would be to be grossly inappropriate, I would say imprudent, if I am to make an attempt at a speech here. I therefore desist from making a speech. Now, we are all gathered here to celebrate Onam. When my friends in state of Kerala are merrymaking, devotees of Bhagavan Sati Sai Baba have chosen to celebrate Onam in a different style by holding a satsang, by reciting Narayaniyam, by chanting mantras, by listening to Medha mantras being chanted by scholars. Anyway, I feel fortunate to be present here. I also join you in wishing our Malayali friends all across the world a happy and prosperous Onam. Let peace and tranquility prevail in their homes. I also join you in I promise I will also join you in propagating the teachings of Bhagavan Sati Sai Baba, so that in this era of turmoil, it leads to a world which is free from tension, which is free from turmoil. Let peace and tranquility prevail all over the world. Let the teachings of Bhagavan, which has already reached all four corners of the world, bring about peace and tranquility. With these prayers, I conclude. Thank you. Jai Hind, Om Sri Sai Ram.
സദാ സത്സ്വരൂപം ചിദാനന്ദകന്ദം ജഗത്സംഭവസ്ഥാന സംഹാരഹേതും സ്വഭക്തേച്ഛയാ മാനുഷ്യം ദർശയന്തം നമാമീശ്വരം സദ്ഗുരും സായിനാഥം. This is the stanza written by Upasini Baba, dedicating it to our Bhagwan in his previous incarnation. It's simple. It says, Sada Sat Swarupam, you are the Swarup of Sat. Chit Ananda Kandam, you are Sat Chit Ananda. Jagat Sambhavasthana Samharahetum, you are the cause for the creation and the dissolution of the universe. We know that you have all these powers, but so bhakti chaya manushyam darshayantam, a desire rose in the mind of a humble devotee that I want to see this power in human form. Namamishwaram Sadgurum Sainatham. And hence he appeared in the beautiful form of Bhagavan Sai. About 50 years ago, when I stepped first into this sacred land, this whole magnificent palatial building was not there, and we only had a two-story concrete building here. A slight autobiographical touch, so that most of you who were born much later than that will know the Sai that we knew half a century ago. We got here, as Justice Ravindran said, we were guided here, and at about 11 o'clock, this was a sandy patch, I was standing somewhere there, and the Mangalarti started, and when the Mangalarti starts, Bhagavan suddenly came out and stood about 10 feet away from me. I was seeing him for the first time, and I was thinking, I have gone through the Das Kapital, I have gone through the Vedas and the Upanishads and the Bhagavad Gita searching for you. Where were you during the last 31 years of my life? Is it now that you seek fit to give me the darshan which I prayed for always? Baba has changed everything, not only for me, but for everybody. No Malayali leaves his house during Onam. Special trains are arranged, special flights are arranged to bring Malayalis from all over the world to their homes, so that the person who's to visit them, the demon king, visits them in their house and they worship them at home. Mahabali is accepted as the varam given by Vamana, that once a year he will visit his devotees in their homes. Now this is the tradition that was everywhere. But Kerala, once it came to know Bhagavan, changed this tradition around and made Prashanti Nilayam their home. Swami mentioned once that, what is wrong with Kerala? You are treating Prashanti Nilayam as your home. This is our home. Where else can we come to? And making this our home, we have forced Mahabali to come here and to come to our house in the presence of our Divine Master. So Kerala's people coming here on Onam is a change in tradition. We have changed what Kerala is. You'll see Kerala is all white and gold. You look behind you, you'll see the crowd full of white and gold. Those are our favorite colors. A couple of words about the Narayaniyam. There's an expert here. I don't want to tread into his field. But the Narayaniyam was a prayer of Meppathur Narayan Bhattathiri, who in the physical agony of arthritis prayed to Swami for relief from his illness. And he did not know where to start. He had this power of the language of Sanskrit. And he was a poet. He didn't know where to start. So he asked the opinion of, the difference of opinion about this among scholars, but they say he asked Tunjatheluthachan, the father of modern Malayalam, and Tunjatheluthachan said, start with fish. And Bhattathiri, needless to say, was astonished to start with fish, but then wisdom prevailed and he realized that he was to write the Narayaniyam from the Malsyavatar onwards. The greatness of the Narayaniyam is that it stops with Krishna. It doesn't go beyond that. Krishna is ultimately the culmination of the totality of the Dashavatars. The Krishnam of the Rig Veda has percolated down right up to the Malsyavataram and is present in our midst. And according to half of Kerala, which is here today, he is here as our Bhagavan, waiting for us. I will conclude by a short statement from one of the most brilliant books I've read about my Divine Master, Bhagavan Baba. It's by Bill Gates. It's by Bill Aitken. Bill Aitken said that for many, many years, all of us used to sit here for hours, sit and wait for hours. Then suddenly there would be a hush and this beautiful, graceful figure would suddenly appear before you. And one look, one darshan, people who have come from miles away ask for nothing else but this one look, this darshan of their Divine Master. Bill Aitken says, now it's changed. He's here waiting for you to come from all over the world and to pay their devotion to him. The whole of Kerala is with you. We are chanting our divine poem, which is now spreading all over the world. Please come and listen from tomorrow morning onwards. I conclude by offering myself and all of you at his divine feet. Once in my mind I offered myself to him completely, and I said, I'm giving myself to you. And he said, how can you give me something which is already mine? I dedicate all of our hearts and our souls to the divine feet of my Divine Master, Bhagavan Sathya Sai. Jai Sai Ram.
Sayaka. Most blessed souls, my salutations to all. Let us prostrate before Lord Guru Ayurveda and Bhagavan Satya Sai Baba. We are here on the eve of Onam festival, and we are reciting Narayaniyam, all the 100 cantos of Narayaniyam. So let us try to know something about the author of Narayaniyam, Melpathur Narayana Bhattadiri. There is a legend that Sri Krishna, before his departure to his Vaikuntha, his dham, he remembered Vedavyasa, who appeared before him, and Vedavyasa was asked to condense his Srimad Bhagavatam of 18,000 verses to about 1,000 verses to be sung easily in one day. Accordingly, it is said that Melpathur Narayana Bhattadiri Pad is none other than Vedavyasa, who has taken birth again to execute the work ordained by the Lord. Thus we are the blessed people, Handabhagyam Jananam. All of us are blessed because we are now possessing Narayaniyam, the meritorious composition of extraordinary literary merit, which helps us develop bhakti, jnana and vairagya for the attainment of liberation. Before proceeding to see what is Narayaniyam, what are its contents, let us have a look at the life of the author of Narayaniyam. He was born as the second son of Madhurdattan Bhattadiri Pad of Melpathur Illam in Malappuram district of Kerala in 1560 AD. His house was 5 kilometers to the north of the famous Navamukunda Kshetra of Tirunavaya, seated on the banks of the river Bharatapura. He had an elder brother named Damodaran and a younger brother named Madhurdattan. He learned Sanskrit, Bhagavatam, and what to say, he grew in an atmosphere of Bhagavatam, surrounded by scholars of Bhagavatam. All the three brothers of Madhurdattan Bhattadiri Pad were intelligent, but Narayana was a prodigy, most brilliant in mastering the scriptures. It is said that he had mastered the whole of Bhagavatam at a very young age. He used to write Sanskrit poems frequently, and due to constant touch with Sanskrit masters, he developed an aptitude in composing Sanskrit poems. His thirst for knowledge increased considerably. At the age of 20, his marriage took place. He married one Malu Pisharasiyar, niece of Achyuta Pisharudi. And after marriage, he stayed in their house, but he lost all interest in his studies after marriage. He lived a lustful life. Pisharudi was unhappy about this turn of events, but Pisharudi himself brought him on the real track. It was at this stage that Pisharudi fell victim to a severe attack of paralysis. Narayana served him well his guru. All medicines proved futile. By astrological calculations, it is found that the disease was a result of sin accrued in the previous births. Therefore, they tried the tantric way of transferring the disease to another person called Karma Vipaka Dana. And Narayana accepted the dana. Achyuta Prasadudi gradually recovered and Narayana became a cripple. He also tried several medicines which are found to be of no avail. So he tried to go to Guruvayur and worship the Lord there. He started his journey to Guruvayur with his younger brother Madhurdattan. Sitting inside the temple on the eastern side, he used to compose, viewing the Lord frequently. He used to compose the hymn at the rate of one dashakam, consists of generally 10 verses every day. Narayana would recite and Madhurdattan would take down. There had been ups and downs in his health, but Narayana stood firm in his mission and completed the composition without break. On the 100th day, he had a vision of the Lord in the form of Venugopala. The 100th canto composed on that day gives a graphic description of the Lord's form from head to foot. On that day, he became completely cured of his disease. He got the blessings of the Adi Guru and his own Guru, Achyuta Prasadudi, who reached the temple on that day. Narayaniyam is undoubtedly the major work of Bhattadiri, for which he is remembered today by scholars and devotees. It is a poetical work consisting of 1034 verses in more than 20 Sanskrit meters. It is a unique work in Sanskrit language with distinct features. First of all, it is a literary masterpiece, a kavyam, a great poetical work. Secondly, it is a hymn, a song of praise to the Lord of the universe with rare devotional fervor. Thirdly, it is an exposition of Vedanta with a devotional teaching. Excuse me. He prefers bhakti to jnana and karma. In almost each canto, we can find that. In the beginning itself, in the second canto, he says, Tvat bhaktistu katharasamrta jari nirmajjanena swayam siddhyanti vimala prabodha padavim aklesha dastanvadi sadhya siddhigari jayadi. When bhakti is born, jnana follows. And when jnana comes, you are liberated. That is what he has mentioned in the second canto. All his works are remembered. There are many works, grammatical works, Prakriya Sarvaswam, Dhadu Kavyam, Apaniniya Pramanam, and so on. About his hymns, 3 important hymns are there. On Divine Mother, Sripada Saptadi, on Mukolakal Bhagavadi, which he composed towards the end of his life. Then Guruvayurappa Stotram, it is a short poem on Lord Krishna. Above all, the Smaranium, the magnum opus of Melpathur Bhattadhiri. Melpathur's fame spread outside Kerala when he wrote this grammatical work, Prakriya Sarvasam. It is a work similar to Siddhanta Kaumudi, written by one grammarian, Bhattoja Deekshitar. Bhattoja Deekshitar read this book, Prakriya Sarvasam. He was all praise for Melpathur. It is said that he actually started on a journey to Kerala to meet this eminent poet, but had to give up that idea as the news of Bhattadhiri's passing away reached him. Bhattadhiri's end came all on a sudden while he was praying in the temple at Mukolakal at the age of 86. It was Vrishchikam 28. The day on which he completed the composition of Narayaniyam was Vrishchikam 28. So, even now, we recite Narayaniyam on that day, Vrishchikam 28 of every year, to remember the Lord and to remember this eminent poet. Narayana Bhattadhiri lived a blessed life, honored by all for his great erudition, superb literary creation, and above all for his supreme devotion. His devotion, that is what we should learn from him, bhakti. Bhakti is superior to everything. With bhakti, we can get jnana, that is knowledge. Love, that is what Baba says always. Love, love all, and be loved by all. Let us prostrate before Lord Guru Harappa and Bhagavan Sat Sai Baba. Hari Om.
Om Sri Sai Ram, most benevolent and the most merciful Swami, my humble pranams at thy lotus feet. Sai Ram to you all. Swami's mercy is infinite. And just now, Brother Govind Bhardhanji told us about the congruence of the infinite with the finite. But Swami's mercy took a very concrete form and manifested his compassion to the millions of suffering humanity for which he created his hospitals and alleviated their sufferings. A few of these beneficiaries of Swami's grace and love assemble here in Prasanthanilayam every year on the eve of Onam to express their gratitude to their Savior. This year also, nearly 200 such people have assembled here in Prasanthanilayam. They are the heart patients and their families, heart patients who are operated upon in the two super speciality hospitals at Whitefield and Prasanthanilayam. They come here, they stay here, and they say thank you to Swami. Now these people come under the Sai Rehabilitation Program of the Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organization of Kerala. The Sai Rehabilitation Program was started in 2009 at the command of Swami. And as we stand here today, under this program, we have nearly 3,000 operated patients. Now, under this program of the Sathya Sai Organization of Kerala, we take care of them lifelong. We look into their physical, mental, emotional, social and spiritual well-being. Now in this endeavor, we are very amply helped by the counseling departments of the two super speciality hospitals. In fact, yesterday and today, Brother Shravan Kumar and Sai Kiran were with us, and yesterday and today, they, for hours together, they interacted with the patients one to one, heart to heart, and won the patients' hearts. And we offer our humble pranams to these brothers who made all these patients very happy. Now, we have a long way to go, and we don't want more patients, but our prayer to Swami is that, Swami, please give us more strength and more strength to serve these brothers and sisters whose hearts you have touched. Let us transmit your love through us to them. We pray for that strength. Jai Sai Ram.
జనరల్ గుణయుతన్నా కనమూర్తి మదమూర గణనాథనో జనరల్ గుణయుతన్నా కనమూర్తి మదమూర గణనాథనో జనరల్ గుణయుతన్నా Thank you. varadeva krupagarana devaradeva krupagarana pavana charita punyodayana devaradeva krupagarana pavana charita punyodayana భావజ విషయక సిలుకదనా భావజ విషయక సిలుకదనా భావజ విషయక సిలుకదనా జనరల్ గుణయుధన ధనమూర్తి మదపూర గణనాథన నెనయిరో జనరల్ మదపూర గణనాథన శాపవనీతవన అంద చంద దిందో పువ గగ ముఖద చంద్రగ శాపవనీతవన అంద చంద దిందో పువ గగ ముఖన చంద్రగ శాపవనీతవన అంద చంద దిందో పువ గగ ముఖన చంద్రగ శాపవనీతవన అంద చంద దిందో పువ గగ ముఖన చందన కుంకుమ లేపితన చందన కుంకుమలే పితన చందన కుంకుమలే పితన చందన కుంకుమలే పితన ఇంద్రాది భకుతర పౌర భవనా రోజనరుల్ గుణయుతన ధన మూర్తి మరూర గణనాథనా రోజనరుల్ గుణయుతన సురముని నమిత సర్వేశ్వరన సురముని నమిత సర్వేశ్వరన సురముని నమిత సర్వేశ్వరన హరిల సిద్ధి అదివ భవ శరణ పరమ తదురిత భయంకరన పరమద ఊర విఘ్నేశ్వరన పరమద ఊర పసని పప నిమర మదూర మప్ప మగ మామ మగ మగ గ మగ గ మగ మగ పస పప మగ మర నిస ప నిస గ మప మగ మరి గ మప నిస ప నిస రి గ మప మగ మరి తని పది స మప ని నిస గమ పరిని నిసని పని వర మద ఊర విఘ్నేశ్వరనాగి రోజన రుల్ల గుణయుతన ధన మూర్తి మద ఊర గణనాథనాగి రోజన రుల్ల గుణయుతన
Dani dani da dani da dani da dani dani pani dani gani Sorry.
sannidhi seva sogama nijamuga balko manasa nidhi chale sogama ramoni sannidhi Sugamal. Sarasuti Sugama Amapata Baldhana Yuvuta. Narasuti sukhama sanidapada nibhamata bandhana yuta risanidani dadapada nibhamata ogo sanidapada nigari nibhamata
Krishna Sharanagatam Swagatam Krishna Sharanagatam Swagatam Krishna Sharanagatam Swagatam Krishna Sharanagatam Mathura Puri Sadada Mrudhuvadana Madhusudana Mathura Puri Sadana Mrudhuvadana Madhusudana Swagatam Krishna Saranagatam Krishna Sai Krishna Sai Sai Krishna, Sai Krishna, Bhogadapta Sulabha Supushpaganda Kalabha. Sulabha, Kasturi Tilaka Mahibha, Makanda Nanda Gopakanda Swagatam Krishna. Kasturi Tilaka Mahibha, Makanda Nanda Gopakanda Swagatam Krishna. Saranagatam Krishna. Mathura Puri Sadhana Ridhu Varana Badu Shudana Swagatam Krishna. Krishna Krishna Mushtika Stura Chanura Malla Mushtika Sura Chanura Malla Malla Visharada Kuvalaya Peda Mardana Kaliyanatana Gokula Rakshana Sakala Sulakshana Mardana Kaliyanatana Gokula Rakshana Sakala Sulakshana Deva Chishtadana Pala Sangalpa Kalpa Kalpa Shata Koti Asaba Parapa Sida Munidana Vigara Mudana Sugumara Daitya Samkara Hira Munijana Vikara Madana Sukumara Daitya Samhara Hira Munijana Vikara Madana Sukumara Daitya Samhara Deva Madura Madura Dadi Saga Sadaga Sovraja Yuvati Janamana Sabuja Sada Bhagar Bhagar Chota Satika Dika Pagapada Padasa Sada Swagatam Krishna, Saranagatam Krishna, Madhura Puri Sadhana Mrudu Varana Madhusudana Swagatam Krishna, Swagatam Krishna, Swagatam Suswagatam Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Sai Krishna. Sharanam, Sharanam, Bhagavane. Sharanam, Sharanam, Bhagavane. Sharanam, Sharanam, Bhagavane. Sharanam, Sharanam, Bhagavane. Sharanagata Valsala Bhagavane. Sharanagata Valsala Bhagavane. Kaniyuka Kaniyuka Bhagavane. Kaniyuka Kaniyuka Bhagavane. Kaliyuga Varadanam Bhagavane, Kaliyuga Varadanam Bhagavane, Kaniyuga Kaniyuga Bhagavane, Kaniyuga Kaniyuga Bhagavane, Kaliyuga Varadanam Bhagavane, Kaliyuga Varadanam Bhagavane, Karpura Jyotiyam Bhagavane, Karpura Jyotiyam Bhagavane, Kaitoram Kaitoram Bhagavane, Kaitoram Kaitoram Bhagavane, Sharanam Sharanam Bhagavane, Sharanagata Valsala Bhagavane, Papa Makatuka Bhagavane, Papa Makatuka Bhagavane, Parte Purishanam Bhagavane, Parte Purishanam Bhagavane, Parte Purishanam Bhagavane, Parte Purishanam Bhagavane, Shri Satya Saiyam Bhagavane, Shri Satya Saiyam Bhagavane, Shri Satya Saiyam Bhagavane, Shri Satya Saiyam Bhagavane, Kaitoram Kaitoram Bhagavane, Kaitoram Kaitoram Bhagavane, Sharanam Sharanam Bhagavane, Sharanagata Vatsala Bhagavane, Arivillathavarani Bhagavane, Arivillathavarani Bhagavane, Pidakal Porukkene Bhagavane, Pidakal Porukkene Bhagavane, Pidakal Porukkene Bhagavane, Pidakal Porukkene Bhagavane, Maranam Vareyam Nin Thirunamam, Maranam Vareyam Nin Thirunamam, Maranam Vareyam Nin Thirunamam, Maranam Vareyam Nin Thirunamam, Mama Jeevan Kakene Bhagavane, Mama Jeevan Kakene Bhagavane, Sharanam Sharanam Bhagavane, Sharanagata Valsala Bhagavane, Sharanagata Valsala Bhagavane, Sharanagata Valsala Bhagavane, Bhagya Lakshmi Baramma, Bhagya Lakshmi Baramma, Nammammani Saubhagya Lakshmi Baramma, Nammammani Saubhagya Lakshmi Baramma, ಗಜ್ಜೆ ಕಾಗಳ ಧ್ವನಿಯ ಮಾಡುತ್ತ ತತ್ತಿ ಕಿಟ್ಟಮ್ಮ ತತ್ತಿ ಕಿಟ್ಟ ತಮ್ಮ ತತ್ತಿ ಕಿಟ್ಟ ಗೆಜ್ಜೆ ಕಾಗಳ ಧ್ವನಿಯ ಮಾಡುತ್ತ ಹೆಜ್ಜೆಯ ಮೇಲೆ ಹೆಜ್ಜೆಯ ನೀಡುತ್ತ ಸಜ್ಜನ ಸಾಧು ಪೂಜೆಯ ವೇಳೆಗೆ ಮಜ್ಜಿಗೆಯೊಳಗಿನ ಬೆಳ್ಳೆಯಲ್ಲದೆ ಆಗದ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಬಾರಮ್ಮ ನಮ್ಮಮ್ಮ ಸೌಭಾಗ್ಯದ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಬಾರಮ್ಮ ಕನಕಾವೃಷ್ಟಿಯ ಸುರಿಯುತ ಬಾರಿ ಮನ ಕಾಮನೆಯ ಸಿದ್ಧಿಯ ತೋರೆ ದಿನಕರ ಕೋಟಿ ತೇಜತಿ ಹೊಳೆಯುವ ಜನಕ ರಾಜನ ಕುಮಾರಿ ಬೇಗ ಭಾಗ್ಯದ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಬಾರಮ್ಮ ಸೌಭಾಗ್ಯದ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಬಾರಮ್ಮ ಸಂಜೆಯಿಲ್ಲದ ಭಾಗ್ಯವ ಕೊಟ್ಟು ಕಂಕಣ ಕೈಯ ತಿರುಗುತ ಬಾರೆ ಕುಂಕುಮಾಕಿದೆ ಪಂಕಜಲೋಚನೆ ವೆಂಕಟ ರಮಣನ ಪಟದ ರಾಣಿ ಭಾಗ್ಯದ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಬಾರಮ್ಮ ನಮ್ಮ ಮನಿ ಸೌಭಾಗ್ಯದ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಬಾರಮ್ಮ ಅತ್ತಿತ್ತಗಲದೆ ಭಕ್ತರ ಮನೆಯುಳು ನಿತ್ಯ ಮಘೋತ್ಸವ ನಿತ್ಯ ಸುಮಂಗಲ ಸತ್ಯವ ತೋರುವ ಸಾಧು ಸಜ್ಜನರ ಚಿತ್ತದಿ ಕೊಳೆಯುವ ಪುತ್ತಳಿ ಗೊಂಬೆ ಭಾಗ್ಯದ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಬಾರಮ್ಮ ಸಕ್ಕರೆ ತುಪ್ಪದ ಕಾಲುವೆ ಹರಿಸಿ ಅಮ್ಮ ಅಮ್ಮ ಸಕ್ಕರೆ ತುಪ್ಪದ ಕಾಲುವೆ ಹರಿಸಿ ಶುಕ್ರವಾರದ ಪೂಜೆಯ ವೇಳೆಗೆ ಸಕ್ಕರೆ ತುಪ್ಪದ ಕಾಲುವೆ ಹರಿಸಿ ಶುಕ್ರವಾರದ ಪೂಜೆಯ ವೇಳೆ ಅಕ್ಕರೆಯುಳ್ಳ ಅಳಗಿ ರಂಗನ ಅಕ್ಕರೆಯುಳ್ಳ ಅಳಗಿರಿ ರಂಗನ ಚೊಕ್ಕ ಪುರಂದರ ವಿಠಲನ ರಾಣಿ ಭಾಗ್ಯದ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಬಾರಮ್ಮ ಅಷ್ಟೈಶ್ವರ್ಯ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಬಾರಮ್ಮ ಆದಿಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಬಾರಮ್ಮ ಧಾನ್ಯ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಬಾರಮ್ಮ ಭೈರ್ಯಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಬಾರಮ್ಮ ಗಜಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಬಾರಮ್ಮ ಸಂತಾನ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಬಾರಮ್ಮ ವಿಜಯಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಬಾರಮ್ಮ ಸತ್ಯಸಾಯಿ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಬಾರಮ್ಮ ಸತ್ಯಸಾಯಿ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಬಾರಮ್ಮ ಸತ್ಯಸಾಯಿ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಬಾರಮ್ಮ ಅಮ್ಮ 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 ಮಂಗಳವು ಪಾರ್ವತಿಗೆ ಏ ಮಂಗಳಾಂಗಿಯ ನಿನ್ನ ಪಾದಕ್ಕೆ ಮಂಗಳ ಮುಖಾಸುರನ ಕೊಂದ ಮುಖಾಂಬಿಕೆ ನೀನು ಮಂಗಳಾಕ್ಷತೆ ಹಾಕಿ ಹರಸು ನೀ ಎಂಗಳ ಮಂಗಳಾಕ್ಷತೆ ಹಾಕಿ ಹರಸು ನೀ ಎಂಗಳ ಆ ഹരസുനി യങ്ങള് മംഗളവു ഭഗവതിക്ക് ചാമുണ്ടി ദേവികെ മംഗളവു ഭഗവതിക്ക് ചാമുണ്ടി ദേവികെ മംഗളവു ഭഗവതി ചാമുണ്ടി ദേവികെ മംഗളാംഗിയ നിന്ന പാദക്കെ മംഗള മംഗളാംഗിയ നിന്ന പാദക്കെ മംഗള മംഗളവു ദുർഗകെ മംഗളവു പാർവതിക്കെ മംഗളവു ദുർഗകെ മംഗളവു പാർവതിക്കെ മംഗളാംഗിയ നിന്ന പാദക്കെ മംഗള മൂകാസുരന കൊണ്ട മൂകാംബികെ മൂകാസുരന കൊണ്ട മൂകാംബികെ നീളു മംഗള ചതഹാങ്കി ഹരസു നീയങ്ങള മംഗളവു ഭഗവതികെ ചാമുണ്ടി ദേവികെ മംഗളവു ഭഗവതികെ ചാമുണ്ടി ദേവികെ മംഗളാംഗിയ നിന്ന പാദക്കെ മംഗള നിന്ന പാദക്കെ മംഗള ബാബ പാദക്കെ മംഗള ബാബ പാദക്കെ മംഗള ബാബ പാദക്കെ മംഗള ശുഭമംഗള ശുഭമംഗള ശുഭമംഗള
ക്ഷമാ ജയ ഗണേശ ഗണേശ പാഹി മാം ശ്രീ ഗണേശ രക്ഷമാ
ഹരി ബോലോ ഹരി രാമ
ഹരേ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮುರಾರಿ ರಾಧೇ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮುರಾರಿ
ॐ जय सद्गुरुदेवा ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः समस्तलोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोका सुखिनो भवन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
जय बोलो भगवान् श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की जय